And suddenly you know. It's time to start something new and trust the magic of beginnings. Meister Eckhart. How many of us can honestly say that we welcome every challenge that life brings? While some challenges can be exciting and can stretch us to discover abilities and strengths we never knew we had, others may be very difficult. At any moment, we can hear news that causes us to think thoughts such as, "This is terrible. How am I ever going to cope? This is all my fault. I didn't do enough." Or even, "This is too much. I can't take any more." Thoughts like these can cause us to feel upset, anxious, sad, angry, guilty, embarrassed, ashamed, or depressed. Life's challenges vary. And interestingly, something that may seem overwhelming for one person can be exhilarating for someone else. Some people are naturally good at coping and tend not to get too distressed by anything. They tend to be flexible and adaptable and are skilled at asking for and taking help. Many of us, though, struggle at asking for help, seeing it as a weakness to do so. If we have a lot to deal with already and don't realise how much of a struggle it is to manage, it may take only a very small challenge to cause us incredible distress. Challenges that we could easily cope with one day might be just too much on a different day. We may react by withdrawing, lashing out, or even harming ourselves or someone else. It can be a relief to remember that we always have choices about how we react to life's challenges. This is an audiobook of hope. While life itself teaches us that life can be challenging, this audiobook invites you to welcome these challenges and the feelings and thoughts that you have about them, so that you are better able to deal with them proactively. It does so by describing the welcoming approach and illustrating through a number of case studies how it can be used to help people develop resilience and strength. It's important to emphasize that I have devised each of these case studies specifically for this audiobook. While the people I describe are all fictitious, their challenges are similar to those facing real people whom I have been privileged to work with over the past 25 years as a clinical psychologist and an educational psychologist.